I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. There are usually major decisions that must be made surrounding end-of-life care. Too often, though, those decisions are not able to be made by the patient when the time comes. Rather, it becomes a burden that falls on a loved one. It doesn't have to be that way, though. Advanced care plans, which include advanced directives, attempt to take the guesswork out of figuring out a patient's wishes and values about end-of-life care while they are still of sound mind. Advanced directives are legal documents that establish guidelines for what treatments patients should or should not receive. Advanced directives lift the emotional burden off of loved ones responsible for making care decisions because it is clear what the patient wants. Unfortunately, a recent study found that just 29% of Americans had completed a living will that contained specific end-of-life care wishes, and only 33% had designated a healthcare power of attorney. Both a living will and healthcare power of attorney are types of advanced directives. Also, not having an advanced care plan in place adds a burden to a family member, but it's a burden on the healthcare system as well. The cost of care in the last week of life is 55% higher for those who have not had advanced care planning discussions, which means not having this very personal conversation is a decision that impacts all of us. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.